News Talk 1340, KROC AM, Rochester's Good Morning. I'm Brent Ackerman in for Rich Peterson. It's 8:14. We have some special guests in the studio right now from Opportunity Services to talk about something exciting that happened recently. And Jill is here. Jill is the job coach of these fine people. And welcome, everybody. How are you doing?
Good.
Good.
All right.
Good.
Everybody's good. All right, so Jill, let's talk a little bit about, first of all, October is National Disability Employment Awareness Month. Why don't you just give us a brief little background? What is Opportunity Services?
It's our mission is to facilitate people with disabilities to make meaningful individual contributions in the community. We take people with disabilities out to work sites like the Casson Schools in the Dishroom, Comfort Inn and Suites, Dorothy Day, Pizza Ranch, and then we've got primarily a new job site at Walmart with six of them that got hired on directly through Walmart, so they're getting paid from them.
Okay, so and the people in the studio today all work at Walmart.
Yep, these are three that work at Walmart.
All right, and we should mention that we have in studio with us Darren, Jamie, and Savannah, who all work at Walmart. And something special happened recently to Jamie and Darren on a couple of different occasions. They received something called the Service Always Matters Awards. And what is that all about, Jill?
It's an award that is given to Walmart employees who go above and beyond the expectations, are good service to a customer or the secret shopper that comes in.
And they catch them doing good work.
Yes. They can either go up and ask them a simple question as, where's the bathroom? And they can show them or ask them where something is and how they respond to it.
All right.
And then they get an award for if they did a good job.
So let's ask Jamie and Darren, how did it feel when you got this SAM award? Did that feel pretty good, Darren?
Yes, it did.
Yeah, it did.
And you got a pin, right? Is that right?
Yep.
And do you wear that?
Yep, every day.
Every day when you're at Walmart. That's great. So tell us a little bit, and Savannah, you can get in on this too. What do you guys do at Walmart? What is your job there?
We're a house maintenance. We clean bathrooms. We help zone different apartments for the customers.
And what is zoning?
Customers.
Yeah, you're speaking way above my.
What's zoning?
Folding clothes neatly, or the clearance area that you put like in different places where they should be.
Straightening up shelves.
Straightening shelves.
So you clean, you fold, you get the departments ready. You guys are working hard.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And how often do you guys work?
9 days.
5 days.
Oh, 5 days, I mean.
But Monday through Friday?
Yes.
You guys are out at Walmart.
9 to 1.
Okay. And Darren, I was told by my wife, who knows who you are, she says you're very smiley.
Yep,
is that right?
Yep, every day.
You're a happy guy?
Yep.
So when people come into Walmart and they see you working there, they see your big smile. Is that right?
Yep.
All right. And you help people when they need directions or they need help?
Yep.
And I know that, Jamie, you do too, right?
Yep.
You're helping people all the time. You're folding clothes, cleaning. That's great. And Jill, you are their job coach. What does that mean?
I'm basically there to give them guidance and support to make sure that the job is done, to anything as of if they need help, to help them try to get more independent pretty much and make sure that, they're succeeding.
So in the beginning, you're really teaching them what the job entails. Do you back off a little bit? And once they kind of learn what the routine is?
Yep. You just kind of back off a little bit and try to let them do it themselves and show them, or they show you what they can do.
All right.
So, and these guys have all come, all six of them have gotten very independent.
So I'm just going to kind of go right down the line. I'll start with Darren. Darren, what's the favorite part of your job at Walmart?
Clean the parking lot, clean bathrooms, making sure everything looks good, cleaning aisles, safety sweep, just making sure everything looks good.
So you like to clean and you like to make sure people are safe.
Yep.
That's the big thing. All right, that's Darren's favorite part. How about you, Jamie? What's your favorite part?
I do a greeter.
You're a greeter?
Yep.
Okay, so you're waving to people and handing them the carts and things like that, right?
Yeah, they can come in Walmart. They can come in Walmart.
There you go. All right, and Savannah, what's your favorite part?
Zoning tables,
the folding.
Yeah, clothes and everything else.
Might have to hire you guys to come over to my house and clean and fold my clothes and stuff like that, because those are things that I'm not very good at. But you guys are all very good. And again, we want to congratulate you fellas for getting that Service Always Matters Awards. The secret shoppers came in and saw that you were doing a great job. Joe, let's just mention, you mentioned there's six on this crew.
Mm-hmm.
Let's just mention the other folks, too.
The other three right now are on their way to Walmart. They're Jesse, Helen, and Kyle.
All right.
And Kyle does a lot of the cleaning. Helen, she loves to clean. She's come a lot out of her shell.
Good.
She used to be very quiet. Now she runs around with a smile on her face, and she'll help customers.
All right. Which Walmart, by the way, is this?
Walmart South.
Walmart South. Mm-hmm. Okay. So if people want to go there, and they can run into these folks and tell them they're doing a good job. And again, we want to mention that October is National Disability Employment Awareness Month, and Opportunity Services helping people integrate into the workplace and doing a good job, as you mentioned, not just at Walmart, but all over the place.
Mm-hmm.
If businesses are listening and they want to work with Opportunity Services, maybe they have some jobs available, what can they do? Is there a number they can call? Can they just contact the Opportunity Services folks?
Yeah, you can
just go online.
Yeah, just go online. It's www.opserve.org.
Okay.
And
so
it'll give you a number and all that stuff.
All right. And then you'll work with the folks there, mm-hmm. and they'll help set you up so that you can work with fine people like Darren and Jamie and Savannah and Job Coach Jill. Thank you guys for coming in.
Thank you.
Wasn't too bad being on the radio, was it?
No.
All right.
And now you guys, do you go to work today?
Yep.
Yes,
yeah.
We have to be there by 9.
So you got the van out there all ready to take you to work at 9 o'clock. All right. Well, thank you so much for stopping by. We appreciate the hard work you guys do, and it's a pleasure to meet you all. All right. Have a great day.
You too.
It's 8:21 now at KROC AM.